Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I like Tangerine Dream, I like instrumental music, and so I was really keen on doing this stuff together with Johannes and Jerome, and I hope we can do something new now together. First we of course play Tangerine Dream songs, but we try to bring it to a new level, to make new electronic music, maybe a little bit more futuristic. And we will see that we will release soon an album with new modern electronic music.
Thank you. If you listen to my solo piano playing tonight, for example, you will find a lot of influences from composers, maybe like Bach or Brahms or Beethoven. I think Tangerine Dream was always open-minded, not only for classical music, but the time when I joined the band, we had influences from maybe Gustav Mahler, for example. Yeah, we put it into our music naturally with our own possibilities and with our sounds. But if you think about Steve Reich, minimal music, when we did the movie for Risky Business, for example, the director asked he wants to have something like Steve Reich music. So we listened to this kind of stuff, of minimal technique, and we reproduced or copy it in some ways with our possibilities, with our instruments. So Tangerine Dream is not only a reproduction of electronic music, which means you have a VCO or whatever, and you press a button or a key, and then something noise similar comes. Tangerine Dream was always maybe a kind of a pool, for example, where all the influence, classical, jazz, rock music, came together, and we did our own interpretation with our own style of instruments. when I met Tangerine Dream in 79, what I and liked very much without MIDI was that you only have one instrument, you have to you focus on one instrument, maybe you have only one voice in this instrument, or maybe two or three voices, and you have to put cables, filter your VCOs, VCAs, whatever, and you work on a special sound. And you do this for hours, hours, and days and days. And if this sound is correct, then you have another synthesizer, for example, and you put from you put this synthesizer with another sound. And then after days, you combine both. And this sounds very odd, for example, but you can reach, or we had reached sounds at this time nobody else had, for example. So you are a creator of a universe which only is your own, and no one else can touch it, you see? That's the atmosphere, or the kind of music production before MIDI came.
Thank you.
this is Tangerine Dream. You see, all the stuff from the Roland Jupiter 8, which I played or programmed in this period from 1980 to 86, for example, is still in this instrument. And what you hear tonight is still the sound we used, for example, for Exit, for White Eagle, for Hyperborea, for all these recordings. We used this sound, not only this one, but this is still living sound from the 80s.
I mean, for me, it's very strange because I was sitting in the audience as a kid in 1982 when they played in the UK for the album which later came out named Logos, What's the Life album was. And I had always some favorites in the concert, some tunes which were very catchy, and I liked that very much as a kid. And so it was I was very touched when we met 2 years ago and he switched on those instruments and all these sounds and all these stuff was still there. So he could play some chords and it was initially the feeling of a song from that area. So it was very, very interesting moment for me.
But I think it's not only the instrument. We always talk about technique, but I discovered that when someone plays the Jupiter, it sounds like someone plays a Jupiter. It's a special thing when Johannes plays it because he modulates the sound. He has his own style. It's the same with Jerome. He's not only playing guitar, he uses the FX sounds in a special way. And I think this makes a special ingredient to maybe our group Loom, that it's not only a thing we put the technique for the audience and say, hey, we have the technique, it's more like this. It's the way to we play, or Johannes play and Jerome plays the instruments.
the main focus of making music was for me MIDI as well, just the other way around with Johannes. Johannes started with working on different tracks, and I was starting with MIDI, you know, and this was the other way around. So for me it was interesting to have a sound expander with different sounds on different channels with some kind of a multi-mode, and you have your own band in your own living room, you know. You have a drummer, you have a keyboard player, you have a bass player, and you can play your guitar to all the other stuff, and you don't have to wait for people who, if they are available, to practice or something else, you know.
Thank you.
And the studio, you focus maybe on the different tracks, for example. You have more the whole production in mind, and you work very specially on maybe different colors or whatever, and you try to bring a composition in the right shape, for example. On stage, you reproduce what you did before in the studio, but on the stage you feel the energy which comes from the audience as well, and with all these emotions and the adrenaline which comes into your head, you feel like a giant, for example, and you play like a wonderful blah blah blah, whatever. So that's a big difference. The studio you focused very like a surgery, for example, on different parts, and on the stage you're like a creator, like a god, for example.
At the moment, I think we don't do too much improvisation. Yeah? I do a little bit of improvisation, maybe Johannes, maybe Jerome too, but at the moment we try to reproduce our studio work, and every time it will become something new out of it, but I think it's more for our future plans that we go on the stage and say, let's start somewhere and let's end somewhere else. But now we have a little bit more a plan because we have scores. Yeah, we play for a score, the Tangerine Dream and Johannes pieces. So I think at the moment improvisation is not so much in our music. Was it wrong?
Yeah, no.
Well, we'll be right back.
Dobra Magyar. Keressük az ország dalát. A dalt, amely 2013-ban az Eurovíziós Dalfesztiválon képviseli hazánkat. December 20-áig várjuk hazai és külhoni magyar szerzők és előadók számait. Több mint 100 millió néző. Megismételhetetlen pillanatok, felejthetetlen élmények. További részletek a hiradó.hu weboldalon. Legyen 2013-ban tiéd a dal.
Tudtam, hogy ott a helyem közöttük.
Rossz példaképet választott. Rossz útra tért.
Senki sem írja elő neked, hogy mit csinálsz.
Hát csinálsz, amit akarsz.
A játékszabályok kegyetlenek.
Ha bekerülsz ebbe a zárt körbe, senki sem fog figyelmeztetni, hogy meg fognak ölni.
A bűnörvénye végleg beszippanthat. Robert De Niro, Ray Liotta, Joe Pesci, Martin Scorsese filmje. Nagy menők. Vasárnap 22 órakor. A Dunán. Mindennek eljön a maga ideje. És életünk alkonyán visszatekintünk a múltba.
Elgondolkoztam róla, hogy milyen sokat jelent össze nekem, és milyen keveset voltunk együtt az utóbbi pár évben.
Szembesülünk a jelennel.
Hiányzik az én Helenem.
És átértékeljük a jövőt.
Akkor kell nagyon megbecsülnöd, amit van, amikor még megvan.
Az Oscar-díjas Jack Nicholson főszereplésével. Schmidt története. Szerdán 21 órakor a Dunán.
Azt mondta, ez a forradalom a miénk. Annak van igaza, akinél a fegyver.
Nem feledhetik a múltat.
Idegenek ebbe a faluba még sose jöttek kapálni. Intézkedni meg mindig eljönnek.
Ez az ő földjük. Megtörni őket sosem lehet.
Dobjuk oda az életünket, és kapáljunk ugyanúgy, mint eddig. Ne prédikáljon nekem senki. Ha nem lesz földünk, se semmink. Mi lesz helyette?
10 000 nap. Kósa Ferenc kultuszfilmjét csütörtökön 21 órakor tekinthetik meg a Dunán.